In this room, President George W. Bush is chief among chief executives. The nation's commander-in-chief sought to give the state's governors a glimpse of a president's daily concern, protecting the country, he said.
You got to know something, that a lot of my thinking was defined on September the 11th. I wake up every day thinking about another attack.
Mr. Bush went on to warn that failure in Iraq will embolden an enemy that would follow U.S. troops back home. Therefore, he said, his strategy is to stay on the offense by sending more troops to Iraq. Yet, this may be the primary danger on the minds of many governors, a natural disaster that can prove deadly and require a governor to call out the state National Guard. But with many National Guard units mustering out to Iraq for the second or third tour far from their home states, governors such as North Carolina's Mike Easley are uneasy.
National Guard is hurting, and as a result of that, people are not as safe in the United States today as they were before this poorly planned operation started in Iraq.
What's more, about 40% of the National Guard's equipment remains in the war zone. Colorado Governor Bill Ritter is among those who fear they do not have the equipment they need at home.
One of the greatest concerns is that the equipment is leaving, going to Iraq, and either being damaged there damaged beyond being able to be replaced.
One Republican governor, Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota, said the administration is listening.
We've gotten verbal commitments from the federal officials that the Guard units, when they return, will get equipment that's as good in quality and as large a number as the equipment they left with.
Still, Mr. Bush acknowledged the governor's concerns and said he, too, was concerned about funding for state militias. He said Congress is often tempted to take money away.
And if you're concerned about making sure your troops get what they need, make sure you call your congressman or your senator.
Earlier this month, the governors had signaled their displeasure with the administration for proposing cuts in National Guard troop strength, even as their soldiers have repeatedly been sent off to war. The Pentagon rescinded the cut, but Governor Janet Napolitano of Arizona promised continued vigilance.
We are the commanders of the Guard. These are huge responsibilities that every governor has, and we intend to be heard about this.
National Guard units the Pentagon sends to war in the next 2 years will be on active duty longer than 12 months, longer deployments than had been pledged. Jim Fry, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。